Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with comedian Alex J.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. We're living in the new Australia today, and you are living in the prime ministerial electorate.
Yes, I am. Me and Albo, we're going to get coffee later, I think. He doesn't know, but...
Do you see him, like, when you're going down to Coles? He's always down at the Marrickville Metro, I understand, with Toto the dog.
Jaunt? Oh, I haven't yet run into him, but my eyes are peeled.
Yep.
His face is everywhere on posters all over the place. So
yeah,
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, that does seem like a waste of money. Like, who really is going to be able to challenge the Prime Minister in his own seat?
Electorate. Yeah. Yep. I think
anyway, so this is a hardcore politics podcast now.
Good. That's what I came here for.
Know that now that we're on. We also, aside from the politics, do a quiz, which, to be honest, does stray into the politics from time to time.
Oh, dear.
Do you do the weekend quiz, the Saturday paper?
I don't know the last time I bought a newspaper, so no.
Yeah. Okay, so no. Yep, no, no. That's fine. Pub quizzes, trivia?
Some kind of. Do you have many questions based on the 1990s teen pop sensation Ben Hansen?
Yet to be seen.
Okay, well, in that case, going to need some help.
But if we introduce the Brains Trust, we'll get stuck in the quiz and we'll find out how much mbop there is in today's quiz. First of all, on our Brains Trust, it's very exciting. This is exciting. I've not actually been to Texas, but the Texas State Fair is renowned around the world. And this gentleman runs a deep-fried food stall at the Texas State Fair. It's a big hello to Roger Peterson Dinkleberry George Roger Peterson Dinkleberry George Bush the Third.
Fantastic. You got that on the second attempt. Well done, Karen.
Yeah, I did. It is a long name, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's Roger Peterson Dinkleberry George Bush the Third.
Yeah, it's a long name. And all of those names weren't originally given to me by my parents. I picked a few for, like, the flourish, you know? Yeah. It's good to have a long one because I got a big sign at the state fair talking about with my name on it saying Roger Peterson Dinkleberry the George Bush the Third deep fried food stall.
Wow, you got it first, guy.
It's the biggest sign at the fair. People can't miss it.
I would have thought if you're going to put your name up in lights, you'd want a short name because it's cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cheaper, and I'm very in debt. But I tell you what, I think I'm going to sell so many of the deep fried corn dogs and et ceteras that I really am just going to pay off that sign in about 10 to 15 years, I think.
Well, that's interesting because that's what I was going to ask you. What do you fry in your deep fried food stall? So the corn dogs, is it mostly?
Yeah, you have to. That's a classic. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're not selling corn dogs, what are you selling? You know, that's what my mama says.
Yeah.
And then we also.
Well, the et cetera, I guess.
Yeah, the et cetera. Well, we have a long list. We got a full 100-page manual of et ceteras.
Oh, okay? My word. Is that up in lights as well?
That sure is up in lights. It's a I tell you what, the menu, the cost of the menus at this deep-fried food stall, they're all illuminated. It's very expensive. But I tell you what, we do a deep-fried jello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it kind of liquefies in the batter. So you just try and eat that, Alex, without getting your face burnt off. You won't be able to. That's the fun of it. We do other deep fry your favorite song.
Do that. You?
Yeah, we do that.
So, like, my favorite song, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word by Elton John.
Yeah, great. So I take that and I put it in kind of a mixture of corn flour and crispy coating, extra crisp flour.
Okay, so you take the song, do you?
Yeah, we take.
So I would, like, play the song from, say, off my phone. I use Spotify, so
yeah.
Play the song.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You take that.
And then we deep fry it. I don't know why you're interrogating me about this as if it's impossible.
It seems physically, I mean, because it's a sound, like the music is a sound wave.
Yeah, and then we put it in the metaphysical fryer.
Okay.
And it comes out crispy and delicious, okay?
A metaphysical fryer?
Yeah.
Is there, like, science and magic and all those kind of things involved in this fryer?
Science and magic and prayer.
Oh, the three big ones.
Yeah. Well, Roger Peterson Dingleberry George Bush III is here, which is fantastic news, but the Brains Trust does not end there. Before coming on the show, she said, "Pigeons talk to me." It's a big hello to the pigeon lady.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm Pigeon Lady. Oh, I speak to the pigeons. Well, not really. The pigeons speak to me. And yeah. And they the things that they know, Kyron Wheatley.
Yeah.
Your name.
Do they?
Yeah. Who shot JFK?
They're not the same. Just to be clear, that's not me. I don't want anyone. I don't want your emails.
They just, the things that they, well, I'll ask them sometimes, but the pigeons don't always respond with what they know. So I've just panicked. I'm going to pick up a Texan accent in a minute, and I did not practice being a pigeon lady before I came to you.
There's no need to practice, normally, is there, because you are the pigeon lady.
Normally I don't talk very much to people and whatnot. I just coo. I say coo, coo, ka-choo, and the pigeons say, oh, you won't believe what Mary did with her husband last night. And I say, tell me, pigeons, because the pigeons, they know.
Yeah, yeah. Coo, coo, ka-choo. Have you ever deep fried the walrus song?
Absolutely. And we also deep fry walrus. Yeah.
Should we do a quiz?
Love to.
Great. Question number one. Who plays the titular character of the upcoming miniseries Obi-Wan Kenobi? Who plays the titular character of the upcoming miniseries Obi-Wan Kenobi? Roger Peterson, do you like titular characters?
What's that? Is that something to do with nudity, that word? Titular?
Titular?
I think it's a bird.
That bird.
Yeah, I don't like them though. Tits are assholes.
Yeah,
you're not much of a tit lady then?
No, pigeon lady.
Yeah.
No, and a leg woman.
Yeah. Are you a tit man, Roger?
Well, if we're talking about chickens, I am a breast man. You know, you can't go past it. I love that juicy white meat.
I don't know why that was so disturbing. No, I think by titular character, they mean the title character.
Oh, you mean the one who's playing Obi-Wan.
So, for example, you are the titular character of your fried food stall.
Right.
Because your name is there up in lights.
And I have always seen myself as kind of the lead character in a Hollywood story.
Oh, yeah? Who would play you in a Hollywood story if it was put to the silver screen?
Well, it would have to be someone very handsome, a great singer, a great dancer, with a terrific jawline, who can do accents. I think someone like Ewan McGregor.
So do you want to put Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, look, I don't know anything about Star Wars. I've seen them, but I'm not an expert by any stretch.
Well, you host a show called Ladies Guide to Dude Cinema, which is specifically about watching things like Star Wars.
Yeah, and you'd think I'd retain any kind of knowledge, but I haven't. So I'm going to go, I reckon Ewan McGregor sounds good.
Question number two. Which of these countries does the Nile not run through or along the border of? Got four options here. Egypt, Ethiopia, Uganda, or Somalia. Have you travelled over that part of the world before, Alex? I've never been to any of those countries.
No, absolutely not. And I have zero knowledge of that part of the world either, so I'm potentially going to really embarrass myself. But
unlike our Brains Trust today.
Yes. obviously, it's not Egypt, because the Nile does run through Egypt.
It famously runs through Egypt.
Good, famously. Yep. Excellent. And that's where I tap out, guys. What do you guys think about the other three?
Well, Roger Peterson Dingleberry George Bush III, does the Texas State Fire hit the road at all?
It does hit the road, yeah. I mean, it says Texas on the name, but it actually goes all over. It goes to Texas and it goes to Minnesota. That's it.
Oh, that's it. Yes. Okay. So by all over, you sort of mean like up and down.
Yeah, we go up and down. Yeah, we do.
Top and the bottom.
We do a month in Texas, and mm-hmm. then we do about a half a day in Minnesota. That's all they can accommodate.
So you drive up to, I guess, Minneapolis?
Yeah. Is that in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's where we go to. I love it. Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Beautiful short people, but that's okay.
What? But 9 a.m. to midday?
No. So, well, it takes almost, so we set up, that takes about 12 hours, and then mm-hmm. we got to pack down. So we're only open for about 5-8 minutes. We're packed down again. We got to go home back to Texas. Yeah. You don't want to sleep in Minneapolis, my God. Oh, you want to go home, sleep in Texas.
Who's a we in the sense?
We, it's all the whole state fair. The state fair, yeah.
Your family runs the state fair?
No, it feels like a family. Okay. Silly, because we're always on the road together going up and down to Minnie.
That was close.
But your pigeons are my family, but they say no.
Come on now.
They just hang out. We're just friends. Oh, that's all right. Anyway, we'll see. Wow. I reckon even Ethiopia up the top, I don't know, does the water go up? I've always seen water
go down.
Down.
Yes, but I think they're two different things. Because you're thinking of north as up in this situation, I assume.
And the sky. And I regret bringing Pigeon Lady to today.
No.
Don't say that, Pigeon Lady. Well, I realise all so I know helpful. Is
the sky above me and what pigeons tell me. And even though they told me who shot JFK, they have not brought to my knowledge and attention.
Yeah, very specific information, goes, isn't it? Yeah. Ethiopia, Uganda or Somalia, the option. I mean, Uganda, I think, is much further south. Somalia, I think that's on the coast. Somalian pirates.
Yes, it's in the Horn of Africa.
The Horn of Africa.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say Somalia, because you mentioned pirates, and I don't think pirates are on the River Nile. I think they go in the ocean. So I'm going to say Somalia.
We'll lock in Somalia. Question number three. In which century did French physician and reputed seer Nostradamus live? Can you predict that, Alex? That's the question.
I can't. Pigeon Lady, do your pigeons ever predict the future?
Oh, absolutely.
Is Nostradamus one of their, like
oh, he's idols? Old school. He's from back in the day.
Which day is that back
Oh, from? Way back when the pigeons flew and the bells tolled. Mm-hmm. And Nostradamus saw the future.
Is there like a general 100-year time span that might...
You know what? Sometimes pigeons are quite cagey with the things they tell me, which is ironic because... I'm not really a fan of that.
Because they hate them.
But Nostradamus is a French physician and reputed seer who lived in which century?
I'm just going to completely just guess, and I'm very, very likely wrong. Say the 4th century?
Okay. Maybe? Yeah, great. I'll say the 4th. I mean, how many centuries are we up to? 21?
Yeah. So it's a 1 in 21.
Good a guess as any. Yeah. Well, hang on. Maybe there's a clue here. French physician.
Oh.
So he's a doctor. Mm-hmm. So 4th century France.
Huge into medicine.
Yeah.
Huge into medicine.
Yeah.
There you go. Moving on. Yeah.
Question number 4. What gives red blood cells their colour? I'm going to say red.
I was also going to say red. When pigeons fight, the blood that comes out, it is red.
Is
the
it?
The streets run with it. But, my other answer is oxygen. What do you think?
Oxygen, you reckon?
I'm going to go with oxygen. That sounds really good and scientific might be and very smart. Wrong.
Question number 5. True or false? The band Powderfinger originated in Adelaide. Have you ever deep fried Powderfinger before?
Sure have. We got a lot of tourists coming from Australia. They're going, can you deep fry the day will come? And I tell you what, you can. It's tricky. For some reason, that song Will Not Fry It comes out soggy.
Like Jell-O.
Like Jell-O. Mm. Yeah, people are like, is my song covered in Jell-O? I go, I don't know. I tried to fry it.
You probably don't listen to a lot of Powderfinger, do you, Pigeon Lady? I imagine it's all Mary Poppins tracks.
It's just cooing.
Oh, it's just cooing,
just
is it?
Cooing, really. But if I had any reference of Powderfinger songs, I would make them now. As a pigeon say, let's fly on to the next one.
Okay. Well, we're looking for a true or false. God. Do you reckon the band Powderfinger originated in Adelaide or not, Alex?
Oh, man, cool music is also not one of my fortes, so I embarrassingly have no idea. I'm going to say true.
I will correct you.
I'm going to say false.
Because I can't let this happen. Powderfinger is from Brisbane.
My apologies to everyone in Australia.
I'll put false. Question 6. Golda Meir was Prime Minister of which country? What's that?
Gold in my ear.
Gold in my ear. Now I know how to say it. I'll ask the question again. Gold in my ear was Prime Minister of which country from 1969 to 1974? I wonder who has some information about this.
Well, you thought I was just here to embarrass myself, but I just picking up on questions. Was the pigeons? Oh, I actually think I know this one.
Did the pigeons tell you who was
quite into politics? Yeah.
Who was Prime Minister of a country from 1969 to 1974?
You know what? This is one of the things they share with me, along with how to make the perfect omelette and who's responsible for Stonehenge. It was also. They're very wise, the pigeons. I don't know why they've chosen me. But yeah, I think it was Israel.
Do you think it was Israel?
That's what I think. I'll be so embarrassed if it's wrong because I was the first thing my
No, it's the pigeons' fault. That would be entirely the pigeons' fault and not yours because they're the ones that have told you that Golda Meir was Prime Minister of Israel from 1969 to 1974.
What are your thoughts on Israel, my Texan friend?
Well, Roger Peterson, Dinkleberry, George Bush III, do you have any interest in politics?
Well, you know what I do, right? Because the George Bush III... Mm-hmm. Actually comes about because I am the sibling of George Bush. I'm one of the Bushes.
You're one of the Bushes.
I'm hiding in the bushes. Mm-hmm.
So George Bush I named both of his sons George Bush?
Yeah. How did he choose who would be junior and who would be the third out of the two sons of George Bush Sr. who were named George Bush? George Bush, the president we all know and
love.
Hate. And you.
Okay, so I'm not an official George Bush.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I think I am. Mm-hmm. I did the family online tree gizmo. Mm-hmm.
Did you spit into a cup and send it off? And...
Yeah, I spat into a cup. I bled into a cup. I did whatnot into a cup. And they came back with my full family tree. Mm-hmm. And there were
Is it the same cup? Sorry, go on.
You put it in the same cup, you fry it, you send it off, and they come back with your family.
And a mixtape.
And a mixtape, that's right. Anyway, I think I'm the bastard child of George Bush Sr. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sr. Wow. Yeah.
But he has not claimed me as his own. Mm-hmm. But I think that I am in line to the throne of the United States.
Oh, only the pigeons know. The pigeons will know. I can ask them if you like.
Yeah, ask them.
Yeah, I'll ask them. There's none in here right now in a room.
Oh. Do you want to put Israel?
Let's put Israel. That sounds good.
We can circle back.
Question number 7. An Andy Warhol artwork of whom sold this month for a record US $195 million? Do you follow Christie's online? Alex, the auction house for millionaires?
I don't. I unfollowed them like a year ago. Just too much.
Do you ever stray away from food at the Texas food stall or exclusively sell food products to the good people of Texas and Minneapolis?
No. We deep fry whatever you want. Yeah, we will deep fry a Warhol if you want to. We'll deep fry a Pollock or a Rothko. You know, they really crisp up good, the Rothkos, because they're very simple palate, which is what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Wouldn't that be just the richest thing you could do was ingest a deep-fried Warhol? That seems like something that somebody who lives in maybe inner London is doing.
Yeah. Sounds like it's in Banksy's future.
Yeah. Crisping up a Warhol.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have a Warhol, don't they, hanging on their wall?
I've got a Warhol. What?
But how many people have a crispy one hanging on their wall?
That is true. I would suggest very few.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine your clients.
Just my clients, yeah. You know, there's a nice little touch when you get one of those soup cans and we deep fry that. It's like a deep fried soup.
That's adorable.
It's cute, isn't it?
Roger Peterson, Dinkleberry, George Bush III. You have a surprising knowledge of artists there.
I did notice that. That did pop out.
Yeah. Are you an art historian from another life?
Absolutely not. They were fans of mine first. They'd come by the state fair and they'd go, deep fry my paintbrush, deep fry my mama, deep fry whatever, you know, deep fry my canvas, you know, because there's a little secret. I was kind of their muse.
Were you?
Yeah.
In the 1930s?
Yeah. I'm old. I'm an old man. You can hear it in my voice. I'm old.
Okay. Well, do you know which Andy Warhol artwork of whom sold this month for a record US $195 million. I assume one you haven't deep fried.
Yeah, no, my deep fried one would go for much more than that. Well, maybe I've stuck my head. I don't know, but maybe Ms. Monroe,
a classic bird. Yeah,
mm.
Famous birds, Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to tie it into pigeons because I feel like I haven't said anything in a while.
For some reason, I think it might be Chairman Mao.
Mao?
In the back of my head.
Oh.
I've got a feeling it might be that.
Well, was Mao posing maybe in the studio?
Yeah, he worked at the factory. Yeah, before he revolutionized China.
That's
maybe, or maybe just a nice little side by side of Monroe and Mao.
Oh, yeah. Over there. A twofer.
Eminem.
A diptych.
Yeah, Eminem. The new Marshall Mathers.
So there's a couple of options for you, Alex. I'm not sure. What would you like to lock in?
I'm going to go with Chairman Mao. Yes, I'd like to lock in Chairman Mao. Thank you.
I'll put Chairman Mao. Question number 8. Who composed the opera The Traviata? Did I pronounce that correctly, Pigeon Lady?
Great job.
Who composed the opera La Traviata? You ever deep fried an opera before?
Yeah, we do deep fry. I tell you what, that takes a while, pardon me, mm-hmm. to deep fry a whole opera. One time we did the Ring Cycle.
Oh, God.
And I tell you what, that took the whole month of the State Fair to deep fry.
You are so cultured, Roger.
What was that, a Ring Cycle?
Yeah, we did Wagner's Ring Cycle. And it, you know, because that's a 7-week opera?
Yeah. Who composed the opera La Traviata? That is the question before us.
I'm going to say I have zero idea. I don't think I'm the most cultured one out of this group.
I also have no
exactly
idea.
Who I think most we know who. One. I don't have a composer. Funny or real answer for this.
Look, I do. Look, this is a great shame of mine, but sometimes I do enjoy listening to Puccini.
Do you now?
And maybe that's an answer, but
who's
Al Puccini?
Al Pacini.
Yeah, Al Pacini.
He's delicious.
Yeah, he's great. One of the great American method actors and opera composers.
Yeah.
Opera composers.
Every opera.
Okay, I'm going to put in. I'm going to say Al Pacini.
Okay, I'll put Al. Al Pacini. Could also be a pasta. Question number 9. Name the 2022 National Basketball League champions. 2022 National Basketball League champions. I guess that's the NBL. I want to say that's the NBL.
Which national? Like Australia? Is this Australia National?
I think so. Because the NBA is the National Basketball Association.
It's the league, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the league is the Australian one. And it's just news to me that they're still doing it.
Buckaroos.
The Buckaroos, you reckon?
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking there's something to do with
why
Australian
pigeons,
culture.
Why are pigeons never the focus of the
that's
name?
I know. They've got a bad reputation
team.
Just because they give, you know, parasites and mites and, you know, I'm covered with them. But they're not impacting my ability to talk or to answer questions or to be humorous in any way.
Didn't ask that. No, I was asking why the pigeon is not the you know, because you always see, like even now.
Flying rats. Yeah, yeah. That's what they're commonly
known.
Well,
they actually go even higher than the rats. It's often like the tigers, for example, or the bombers, the demons.
It's true. Yeah, what are pigeons? Maybe this should be my new calling in life. I've just been sitting on the steps too long, feeding pigeons and, you know, cooing. And, you know, also I took a marketing degree as well, so maybe I'll get back to that.
You could work with the mascot.
I could work with a mascot. What accent am I doing?
A pigeon accent. Did you know that there's a team in Tasmania actually called the Jumping Jacks?
I did not know that.
Which is an ant. Which sort of shows that they've run out of names.
Split the difference somewhere.
Ants also talk to me. I don't know if I mentioned that, but they've got nothing nice to say. No, they're always gossiping, talking about people's, you know, proclivities, and no, not very nice, the ants.
Well, if you talk to ants, we have an infestation in my food stall, so you should come over and tell them to
absolutely.
Get
I'll
out.
Tell them to vamoose. Yeah.
Please.
Oh, why have we got ants?
Sometimes we put sugar on the floor to sweeten our steps.
That's the most lovely thing I've ever heard.
In remembering the Jumping Jacks, I have had a small memory happen, which was that I was listening to Patricia Carvelos on the radio the other day, and they were talking about how the Jumping Jacks, in their first year, have done really well to get to the basketball final, and it's a shame that they lost. but I'm pretty sure they were playing the Sydney Kings. So I think the answer to name the 2022 National Basketball League champions would be the Sydney Kings.
Can we rename them the Sydney Pigeons?
I'll put the Sydney Pigeons. Question number 10.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Which One Nation politician was widely censured for an offensive tweet during the second leaders' debate earlier this month? Which One Nation politician was widely censured for an offensive tweet during the second leaders' debate earlier this month? So nice to think of them as irrelevant.
I know, isn't that lovely? You know, being from our Prime Minister's electorate, I should know more about politics, but I don't remember this at all. This one passed me by.
Oh, well, this was on Sky News, I believe.
Okay.
I couldn't really name you more than One Nation politician.
Mm, same.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing.
Pigeon Lady, did you vote in the federal election here in Australia?
No, I'm from 19th century, yeah, London.
Oh,
yeah, so that's all right. The only tweets I listen to are, guess what? Birds.
Well done.
So, not very across good. It, no, unfortunately. But I reckon, you know what? I'm not too sure. They've all said some horrible things.
Mm.
And I'm happy with giving the boot. Time for pigeons to come in, and if I had to vote, it would be for somebody who gave the pigeon for you, Alex, for recognizing that pigeons are people too.
Yeah, it's going to be my platform as soon as I run, which will be very soon, I think.
Well, great. In Grindler against the Prime Minister.
Yeah,
we've got a pigeon vote. So whatever that means to you.
Are you starting your own party or? Running as an independent. What's it called?
The pigeon party. You got to say twice. Pigeon party.
I've never been invited to a pigeon party. They sort of say.
Do they have them and just don't invite you?
They do on the rooftops. Oh. I can't come up that high. I've got arthritis.
Do you find that every time you see a pigeon party, when you walk up to it, the pigeon party breaks up?
Yeah, they're all suddenly very busy. You've got notes to deliver.
legs coming out of nowhere. Infest.
Yeah, legs. Mm. Their legs just disappear and
they fly away.
That's right. I'll sing a little song to myself and just wait for the pigeons to, you know, tell me, you know, if Natalie Forrest, who was responsible for her death. Never mind. I'm trying to think of great mysteries.
Trying to put Pauline Hanson.
I'll put Pauline Hanson.
Why not? That's 10 questions, Alex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How do you feel you did?
Oh, not good, but I think we definitely probably got one of the art or music questions right. That felt pretty solid.
I actually think this could be quite good.
Oh.
To the point where I'm almost willing to think more about Pauline Hanson and whether it was that other idiot. This could be okay. Let's find out. Question number one was, who plays the titular character of the upcoming miniseries Obi-Wan Kenobi? The answer is Ewan McGregor.
Oh!
Point straight away. It is indeed Somalia that the Nile does not run through or along the border of. Straight up top. The French physician and reputed seer Nostradamus lived in the 16th century.
Okay, almost.
It's a long way off.
The 1500s. It is hemoglobin that gives red blood cells their colour.
I'm sorry, I sounded so sure.
It was that you sounded so sure. But I was also sure that the band Powderfinger didn't originate in Adelaide, and it's true, they're from Brisbane. How do you say that name again?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Gold in my ear.
Gold in my ear.
I know that because I watched Frasier.
Was the Israeli Prime Minister from
1969. I watched Frasier too, Pigeon Lady. Sorry.
Hey!
If you ever want to be invited to a party, I can just have a Frasier party.
That would be lovely. That would be so lovely.
An Andy Warhol artwork of Marilyn Monroe sold this month for a record US$195 million.
I'm so sorry. I doubted.
No, I think it was Kyron what said.
Yeah, I said Chairman Mao.
Yeah.
And whereas the art historian next to me knew it was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one listens to Mr. Fry. He stinks of oil. Must be stupid.
Giuseppe Verdi composed the opera La Traviata, not Al Pacini.
Maybe that's Al's stage name or something.
Very close. The Sydney Kings won the 2022 National Basketball League Championship, and the One Nation politician who was widely censured for an offensive tweet during the second leaders' debate earlier this month was Mark Latham. Giving you, that's a shame, 5 out of 10.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's I'm a pass.
Happy with that. P's get degrees.
I actually thought we'd done a lot better than better than that.
I think you did a great job, Alex.
I think you did a great job, Pigeon Lady.
Oh, thank you, Comrade.
Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure being here.
To have come all the way from the 1900s.
You're welcome. It's just the parasites in my brain keeping me going.
Yep. Back to Dick Van Dyke now.
Oh, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased that came across. Yeah. A poor accent and a poor plot line.
Do you have any other pigeon ladies that you hang out with? Are you in a club?
Oh, no, I'm very alone. But, you know, I've got normal people that walk past me on the streets.
Oh, who are some of the...
I want to make quite a good friend with you.
Who are some of the normal people that you hang out with?
Oh, her name's Lena Moon.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, she's beautiful like the moon, yeah.
And does she have any normal friends?
Oh, well, she talks to raccoons, so that's just... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, she's got a normal friend. She's got a friend named Annie. And together, I believe they're called Annie and Lena. I see them doing their shenanigans out in the world. Yeah,
yeah, they're doing a show at Comedy Republic soon.
They are in the Replay Festival. In case, like me, you were too busy with the pigeons and you missed it in the Melbourne Comedy Festival, you can come see Different Now, which will be different from this. Some would say better. And you can see that at Comedy Republic's Replay Festival.
Yeah, I don't think it's on sale yet, but it will be shortly.
It will be next week, right?
Yeah, I think so.
June 7, I believe.
Well, thank you for being here, Pigeon. Lady.
Thank you, Karen and Alex.
And Roger Peterson, Dinkleberry George Bush III. Thank you so much for taking time away from the fryer.
It's a pleasure and a pain, but, you know, I always miss frying, but it's lovely to be here with you and you and you.
Mm.
So,
And, you know, good luck in Minneapolis.
Thank you so much. We'll need it. It's cold this time of year.
Mm.
Oil freezes.
Oh, the oil that you deep fry.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Have you ever tried deep frying comedy at all?
Sure have. Yeah, we used to do George Carlin albums all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So you only work with the best?
We only work with the best. That's right.
Who else have you deep fried?
Oh, I'll tell you what. We've deep fried a lot of up and comers too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of my personal favorites is... Melbourne comedian, actually, from the city that you live in.
It's pronounced Melbourne.
It's pronounced what?
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah, I say how good's my Australian accent.
Spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite Melbourne comedians is Oliver Coleman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you deep fried his stand up.
Yeah, we deep fry his stand up, and we also cover him in like a fire retardant gel, and then deep fry him.
Ooh,
yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Does that stop him from going on tour or performing any shows?
No, he'll power on.
Great.
Yeah.
Any upcoming dates?
Oh yeah, he's doing. He's doing some shows in the UK at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, great.
If anyone's listening,
yeah,
there,
we have listeners in the UK.
Hello. I would love all of Pigeon Lady's family
consider
to come.
Consider them there.
Thank Absolutely. You so much.
Yep. Yep. Room full of pigeons. Not uncommon.
If they can get a bloody ticket, it's very good. I've heard the pigeons
say. Oh, you've seen Oliver Coleman, have you,
no,
Pigeon
I've
Lady?
I've just heard the pigeons say. They're big fans.
Right. Who killed JFK and how good Oliver Coleman is?
That's the big two, yeah.
Big two mysteries, that's right.
Well, thank you for being here, Roger Peterson, Dinkleberry, George Bush III, and Alex J. Congratulations on 5 out of 10.
Thank you.
Like I say, very respectable score on this quiz. Saturday paper, it's a hard quiz, and a pass is a great effort.
I didn't know it existed, so this is very exciting for me.
Your podcast, The Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema, is where you watch films that you didn't know existed.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Or films that we knew existed but we vehemently never wanted to watch because they've been way too aggressively recommended to us. So, yeah, we watch all the movies that dudes have told us we have to see. And we're not film buffs, so more often than not, it's a first watch. So, yeah. Lots of fun, and I host with my best friend and co-host, comedian Beck Charlwood.
And that is in the podcast app that you're in right now. Have you got any stand-up shows coming up, or have you just wrapped up the Sydney Comedy Festival?
Just wrapped everything up, yeah. So now I'm just back to regular gigs and cuddling with my cats.
Okay, well you can catch Alex J cuddling with her cats, I'm sure, on social media, or check out Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema. That is Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.